Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Renee Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Askew and he is out, Brown applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landis moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown scores. Salmon moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Renee Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman strikes out. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Brown reaches second base with a double. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wagner moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to second. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lachman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Green moves to second. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hershberger scores. Green moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Green scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis bunts towards first. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. Tartabull moves to second. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lachman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tartabull scores. Landis moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hershberger is walked intentionally. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez bunts towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to second. One out. Al Luplow pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Don Mossy now pitching. Billy Moran pinch hits for Al Luplow. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Dick Houser now playing shortstop. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Don Mossy. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into right field. Hershberger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hershberger. Colavito moves to second. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Chuck Hinton. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing center field. Fred Whitfield now playing first base. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims pinch hits for Phil Roof. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Salmon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.